The Top Villain Comedy Tour is in town. Bill Bellamy performing tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday at Nate Jackson's Super Funny Comedy Club in Tacoma. Good morning, Bill.
Thank you for having me. This is a reunion of sorts.
It's been a minute since you've been here,
man. I miss you guys. Like, likewise. Literally, like, you feel like my MTV alumni. I feel like we grew up together, bro.
All I ever think when I feel like I'm driving in, I'm like, Bill's coming in. Man, I just want to geek out about the 90s.
Because we came up together. That's the beauty of, like, being born at the right time.
It's the greatest. I know I pissed off some people from the 70s, but I think that's the greatest era for music.
They don't understand what we went through. For all the listeners, you know, we're having a nostalgic moment. The 90s was prolific on so many levels because everything was happening for the first time.
Yes.
That's why we caught the best wave, because it was grunge. It was R&B. It was hip-hop, West Coast, East Coast. It was Alanis Morissette.
Not to be a nerd about it, but like MTV back then. Yeah. Like, we weren't like just stuck to one genre. Like, we would sit in front of a TV, watch MTV. And I'm like, okay, I like this Tupac song, and I also love this Blind Melon song.
Yeah, that's what was so cool about that one moment in time. It was like a decade of like unlimited possibilities, because MTV was taking a turn to open up their palette of music.
Yeah.
So kids were learning, like, oh man, I really do like grunge music, or I like acoustic guitars and stuff. So we're like, damn, that's a cool ass band. I remember with Matt Pinfield. Remember Matt Pinfield?
He's doing well right now.
Matt Pinfield was the first Google. He was the first AI on music. I swear to God, he knew everything. I'd be like, Matt, what's going on with that band? Well, first of all, it was 1979.
That's how you know a music documentary is good, is because Matt Pinfield
is
involved.
If Matt Pinfield is in it, it's official.
Yes, for sure.
Everything is factual.
I remember like being lovely, like, I love Soundgarden and Salt and Pepper.
You're right.
Like,
what's
happening
here?
How does that go together? It doesn't make any sense. I'm hearing Rusty Cage.
Like, the other day, I was thinking, like, this is so funny. You mentioned old bands and stuff. What happened to Limp Bizkit?
We just saw them last night.
No way.
Last year.
I am like, yo, whatever happened to Fred? Is it Durst?
Yeah.
He never left our hearts.
This is my first. I'm gonna tell you two of my bands that, like, you know, because I had to learn rock music because I was coming up out of hip hop, but I learned rock. Like, two of my favorite bands of the 90s was Aerosmith and Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, hell yeah!
And they were like on fire. Oh my God. Oh my God. When I went to my first Aerosmith concert, I was in Boston. So, you know, Mr. Tyler is home.
Yes.
He's home. And he's Michael Jordan, you know, at this time. He's the first dude I ever seen wear jeans so tight it looked like he would have an infection. Like, I said, is that comfortable?
That can't be good for you.
How are you set?
I don't even know why he had buttons on his shirt. It's all the way down open. He's got this long hair. He's got scarves wrapped around the microphone. You know what I mean? He's Mr. Rockstar. I was like, dang, you know, eyeliner and arched eyebrows. Like, he was just a beautiful person or something. And he had every type of woman at his meet and greet. The mom, the grandma, and the daughter.
On three generations.
All of them with the same face. Hi.
Dude, we just saw him at the Ozzy tribute show, the farewell show, and man, like, you know, he's obviously added a couple of years to his life, but it was like, it's kind of weird seeing a guy who's like, you know, in his 70s trying to still be sexy.
Yeah, well, you know, he's still sexy to somebody. He's not sexy to you. You know what I mean?
Well, there's a part where he's singing, and he just rubbed his armpits and he smelled it. And I'm like,
oh!
What are you doing?
See, that's when you know he's 70. Because they start doing weird stuff. Scratching your booty while you're on stage. You know, don't do that.
Bill Bellamy, you're going to be over at the Nate Jackson Super Funny Comedy Club in Tacoma. He has a new location.
Yeah, it's very, very beautiful. Brand new club. My first time there. So I'm excited about it. You know, anytime that I could get up to the Pacific Northwest for me is a treat. You know what I'm saying? As soon as you land, you smell weed. It's a beautiful thing. I I thought my plane was landed in weed heaven. It's like, I just feel so sedated.
We'll take you to Sean Kemp's spot.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Sean got the. Oh, and you know what's funny about here? You guys are so normal with the weed thing. You know what I mean? You guys were probably one of the first states to like really go full throttle.
Yeah, I think it was Colorado and then Washington.
Yeah, you guys were, you know, top two, top three, right? Whatever. So it's so normal to you, but for a person that's coming into it, it's brand new. Like, I'm like, why does it smell so wonderful here?
And everybody's so chill.
Everyone is in a great mood at Starbucks. Good morning. How would you like your macchiato? No one's like, got that new, yo, man, come on. Everybody's like, it'll be up shortly.
No rush.
No rush.
Give me your order whenever
easy,
you got
brother,
it.
Yeah. Easy, brother. Your macchiato will be on the way.
Bill Bellamy, we're going to play a quick song. Can you hang with us for one
Absolutely.
More break?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
The Daily Mix Show.
You can catch him in Tacoma all weekend long. We are going to have more with the great Bill Bellamy after Aerosmith.
There you go.
You're welcome.
Yes!
Don't smell
the gods have spoken.